Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tip of the Day. This is ENVP Linda Parker, and today we have a very special guest with us. We have ENVP Shelly Nelson. Shelly Nelson has an amazing, incredible team, and she's a woman that I admire so much. So I'm so excited to hear her tip. So, Shelly, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, you know what? I've been talking a lot to my team about a few things that we just kind of have to get straight if we're going to build a big business and if we're going to have just the right foundation for our business. And it really centers all on mindset, because our mindset is what's going to determine our outcome for anything. And that's, you guys, in how you want to raise your kids, how you want your marriage, whatever you decide, nobody is going to sway you from that. And I know there's a book out there, Above All Else, and that really is that, you know, whatever you're thinking on is so key, because if we don't guard our heart and our mind, we're going to have everything sway us. And so just to understand what mindset is it's the knowledge that we're putting in our head, and it then forms our opinions of what we want to do and how we want to do it. So I think there's a few things that have to go along with stuff that we have in our head, and the first thing is really our attitude, because you can start out with a great goal. You can start out with, just a ton of great things with intentions, but if your attitude is bad, your negativity is going to start putting you in a downward spiral. The other thing that goes right along with having the right attitude is discipline. And so think about the areas where you may be known as a procrastinator, and ask yourself if you're willing to start getting rid of some of those bad habits. And one of the things that you have to understand about procrastination is it truly is a matter of character, and it is something that we can make a choice about. Along with that is the whole whining and complaining things. We need to do things without murmuring or complaining. And the best way to change the whole whining thing is to immediately say, okay, what's good about this? I've heard Jackie Mammon say this when somebody whines. What's good? What's the good in this? Well, you know what? Sometimes we get tired going out to presentations or having to make phone calls. And instead what you say is, oh, my goodness, I'm so thankful that I have this party to be able to go to, or I'm so thankful I have a list of people that I can call, because I know this is what is getting my business to be able to move forward. And so we need to just kind of change that whole mindset again. The last thing that I think is really important is to have the mindset of never quitting and not allowing a back door for yourself. And one of the things that I love sharing with my team is that it's not a matter of if you'll be successful, it's a matter of when. And it's just putting all the puzzle pieces together, because I think if each of us were honest with ourselves, we leave a lot of things out of the recipe, out of the business strategy plan. We know that we have to have a certain number of presentations in order to get in front of enough people, and we all have heard that the fortune's in the follow-up. So, you know, when we start getting all of those puzzle pieces together and we have that mindset of that you're going to build this business and our focus is constant and our intention is constantly moving forward, we're going to see great results. How we do that, you guys, is by whatever you're putting in your head is what you're going to think about. But we need to set goals. And I think it's really important to stay focused on the next right thing that's going to move you forward in your business. There's a saying that says if you try to chase two rabbits at once, both will escape. You can't do two great things at one time. Something's going to go amiss. And I think along with setting goals is it's really important to be a goal setter, but it's more important to be a goal hitter, because you can put a whole bunch of goals out there and you can sound like, oh, man, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But if you're never hitting goals, we got to find out why you're not hitting goals, and we got to fix that. And I think that going back to being a focused person and having that right mindset is going to help you to be able to have the right goals. And then, you know, to understand that getting rid of procrastination is really eliminating a ton of bad habits. And so, you know, I think that when we're setting our goals, number one, we can't keep them quiet. We have to speak them out loud to other people. We got to share it with other people. They can't be secret, that's for sure. And they have to be very clear. I think that another thing we have to really be careful for when we're setting goals is to avoid the shiny thing syndrome. And I just say let your yes be yes and your no be no. And when I talk about shiny things, there's so many amazing things out there that can pull our attention, especially during this busy December season. And I know that so many of you have set some great goals, and maybe by now you're feeling like, oh boy, I'm not going to hit these goals. But you guys, don't think that way. Number one, we have a whole entire week after Christmas. I mean, I've already been talking to people that have zero plans on the 26th. Just because you may be a person who's got family that's staying around through New Year's does not mean that that's the rest of the world. People go back to work, and so they're looking for fun things to be able to do. I called the spa that's down here to see what kind of open dates they have. They're booked nonstop through New Year's because their kids are home and they're looking for things to do to fill in that time. We offer an amazing evening for people with laughs and fun and trying some great products and getting some great deals. If you want to be that person who's going to close the door to 2013, you've got to have the right mindset. You've got to not quit. You've got to finish until the last bell rings. But I think just as important as finishing out 2013 is you want to crack open that brand new shiny calendar for 2014, and you don't want it to look clean and shiny in January. You want it to be full of dates so that you can run into January with huge encouragement, with huge excitement, and to really be that person who's taking ownership of your business and begin to run it as a business from day one into January. So I'm just going to end this saying that we have so many good tips that have been given to us, and Linda has done a fabulous job with sharing this with so many. Go back and take advantage of listening to those tips over and over throughout the year, because those little bitty reminders are going to keep us fresh. It's going to help us to be focused. It's going to help us to be intentional about what we're going to do. And it's going to help us to have the right mindset so that we can begin to overcome all of those bad habits that we have. And I'll tell you one really good thing, and then I'll end this, is that focus is really a decision. It's not a talent for any person. And so if you decide to be focused on something, you just have to be the person to write it down, to plan it out, and then to execute it. So that's my big tip for you guys, is don't forget, whatever you focus on is what you're going to be working on. So have a great rest of December and an amazing January. Thank you.
Shelly, thank you so much. That is awesome. And you know what? You're so right. What you think about, you bring about. And if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, that is also true. So you guys, this call may seem simple, but it's huge, because all the how-tos in the world are not going to help you unless your mind is right and that you keep that every day. And as Shelly said, you focus, make that decision, and then follow through on that decision every day. So great, great tip. Thank you so much, Shelly. And you guys, we have such a chance to make such an impact. So don't forget, while you're out today, don't forget to make someone's day. Thanks so much.